talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And we're back. It's a Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of October, October 28th, 2022, 16 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Linda Sims. Big Exchange Club program on this Friday. Don't forget, you can catch Voice of the People with Linda Sims every Wednesday and Thursday on this station from 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon. That is a program you do not want to miss. Good talk radio at its best. And you can catch it via the website, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any smart TV, smartphone, Alexa, Google Dot, whatever, laptop, computer, tablet, whatever you have, you can listen to this station nonstop. And that is the way to do it. 740-383-9944. Linda and I were having a conversation before we went to break there about situations in life, and then I explained to Linda during the conversation there is a real basis behind that conversation, but in general, without saying any names or any involvements, what do you make of? So what do you do? What do you tell the person that somebody has intervened, or do you just let it go and treat the person differently from now on?
Well, one thing about that, you would have to be cautious about what does come out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So that's just protecting you as a person and as a colleague, you know. What I tell them, maybe if I'm pressured to tell them, if I'm pressured, like if they say, well, why are you acting so different? Something like that. Well, then I would have to say, well.
So what do you think the repercussion would be? Because you know that's going back to the person.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
When that person shows up and puts a jack-o'-lantern on your head.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. You know, it's like relationships. Have you ever noticed how people have no proof that somebody's cheating, but they think they are? Now, is it always the case that they are?
No, it's not always the case that they are. But I do believe you can feel certain things, you know, especially if you're really close to a person. Because people kind of change when they go off into different behaviors.
A change in behavior does make you tend to think something has happened.
Yes, something's going on.
Right. I don't know if that's always the case. See, I am, this is why, I guess I don't pay enough attention to that in general. I mean, if they're, I don't know. You know, I guess I always figure, well, do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. How does this impact me, I guess, is how I think about it. Is this gonna be on me? Because if it's not going to be on me, then I'm not worried about it.
Right. I wouldn't worry about it.
No, but I know darn well that when you start acting different towards somebody, the question's going to come.
Yes, it is.
Why are you acting like that?
Right.
Well, do you want the real answer?
Right. Or I could just dissolve the friendship, period.
Which, okay, if that's what you want. But, see, I don't know if that's what's wanted. See, mm-hmm. That becomes the question.
Right. Right. But it could lead to that, especially if you're acting different. If a person is acting different towards you, because when you feel like someone has betrayed you or hurt you in a way, then the way you act different is like they're not around at all.
Yeah, that's what you do. You ignore them.
Like they're not around at all. Okay, and then they're going to wonder, well, either I'm going to say something or I'm not. I'm just going to let it ride.
You know, people have to understand in life that everything you say is not always with a bad intention.
That's true.
Now, you might think it is.
Right.
But it's not.
Or sometimes it feels like it.
Oh, yes. And I'm not saying that people can't interpret things badly. Absolutely. But it's not meant that way.
Right.
Now, as much as you might want to believe it is, you have to look at what does the person have to gain by doing this? I don't know.
I don't see gaining anything. I don't see that, you know. But.
No, and if the person's got nothing to gain, then what is it? Just to pass the time? Well, Halloween's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Now, did you like Halloween when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. Candy time? Last time I went trick-or-treating was, I think I was 16 years
old. 16 years old.
With a pillowcase.
So you hung in there.
Yeah, I hung in there. It was like, I can't go trick-or-treating anymore, you know?
That's Well, what was your favorite candy bar?
Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has that held up as your favorite candy bar?
Oh, yes, still.
Now, what's in a Milky Way? I haven't had a Milky Way for a long
time. It's just caramel and nougat and chocolate.
I've always loved the Butterfinger.
Really?
Yeah. 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 And it's funny because I don't like peanut butter in general. Like, I don't like peanut butter sandwiches. I don't like peanut butter on celery. I see people just eat peanut butter right out of the
jar.
I don't like peanut butter that way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But in a Butterfinger, it's different for some reason. It tastes different.
Right, right. I can eat any candy bar.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people like the good old Hershey. Solid.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate, yes. Yeah. None but chocolate. Yeah, love that, too.
They love the Hershey. And then the Nestle Crunch became very popular.
Nestle Crunch. Yeah.
What are those little things in a Nestle Crunch?
It looks like Rice Krispie cereal, doesn't it?
That make it go crunch.
Yes, yes.
And then, of course, I would say probably, if not the most popular candy bar, is probably the Reese Cup.
I don't consider that a candy bar. But Snickers.
Snickers, yeah, it would be right up there, I would have to say.
I used to love Fifth Avenue, which is similar to Butterfinger.
Oh, now, are those still around?
I haven't seen one in a while, but they were good.
Now, I know they had 100 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, what was that other one that was about money? There used to
Payday.
Payday. There was. Oh, yeah, Payday.
Now they have that in chocolate as well, Paydays.
There, you know, when you go up to the Skittles. M&M's.
Yeah, M&M's.
Now, are those candy bars?
No.
No.
Just candy.
Has to be a bar.
Yep, has to be a bar.
So that's just candy.
That's just candy.
So what do we call Reese Cups?
Just candy.
Just candy.
Mm-hmm.
So they would not be, if you said, what's your favorite candy bar, Reese Cup would not be
I
in that.
I don't think so.
That's interesting. Because I think most people probably consider that.
You think so?
Well, I think because it's in the candy aisle and it kind of looks like it's packaged like a candy bar.
Okay.
Who makes those?
Nestle's, don't they?
They might. Now, Hershey's their own country, or company, Hershey's. Isn't it?
Let's pull this up on
Nestle's
Google.
Nestle's are... Well, in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about the fruitcake toss, because that's 29 people strong.
Yes,
oh, here they are.
Trick or treat.
Thank you. Yes. Well,
How'd
here we
know
go.
I hadn't eaten today, Brandon.
Hey, get that blood sugar going.
Hold on, Scott.
Yes. This is a Reese cup here. And, of course, it is orange packaged. It is the Hershey Company. All right, Hershey, Pennsylvania. These are made in Hershey, Pennsylvania. How about that? Now, this is not manufactured in a foreign country. This is manufactured right here in the state next to us in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The Hershey Company.
Who did I say made it?
Nestle.
Nestle.
But apparently, you can you can comment, askhershey.com.
Is this a candy bar?
And it's gluten-free. Now, what is gluten?
It's something that's in, I don't know. Some people have strange diets.
So you have to put that on the thing. No gluten. No gluten for the holiday. All right. Well, the fruitcake toss is coming up on December the 15th at 7 p.m., 50 days from now. So far, 29 people in the big toss. Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Don O'Bower, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, Bob Smith, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Mike McGinnis, Bob Welsh, Abby, Lieutenant Brown from the Police Department, Sheriff Bales himself, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, three people coming with Sarah who are in the car, Mayor Kellogg, and Ed Pickett. So there's
Ed
your
Pickett.
29 people on this big, and I'm sure Glenn will be drunk. Let's just put that down. Somebody will have something for Glenn.
That's so funny.
Little cocktail, little eye-opener there to start off the fruitcake competition. And that's the way it'll go. So 29 people so far. Who's going to be our 30th entrant?
Wow.
Is anybody going to nominate here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's going to come in with our 30th entrant? You know, we haven't heard from Sarah this morning. That's a rarity. Usually okay. We hear from Sarah. We heard from Judy. Now, Judy, I think, is working on Ray Grogan and Colleen Marshall and Jason Schauber and the mayor and George Kasotis. And okay. So, Judy, are you out there? Let us know how your fruitcake tossing group... If you... The next person is the 30th entrant. Now, Sarah, have you checked in with Bob Smith? And has anybody made contact with Ralph Thacker? Because he's the only one who I think has been entered who has not been followed up with.
Okay.
Now, Bob Smith, I think Sarah was supposed to follow up with Bob Smith. And Judy still has a few people in the hopper. One could be the 30th entrant. 740-383-9944.
So where are we going to draw the line? Number 30?
That's well, a lot of people. That is a lot of people. I don't know, because the show is 45 minutes long. We could probably have 40 entrants.
Ooh.
Because we could do, you know, hello, welcome to the program, and then just start tossing. Because I don't think it takes longer than a minute to toss and figure out how far the fruitcake goes. Oh, you know what? I have left a name off here. Ted Jolliffe is in it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not the 30th. We won't call him the 30th entrant, even though that is 30. But I forgot to add his name to the... to the mix.
Wow.
See, people let me go on all morning and not mention Ted Jolliffe. Ted Jolliffe is also in this competition. What a list.
That's a big list.
30 people involved in this competition.
Wow.
And who's the odds-on favorite to win?
Well... might be the same one that won last time.
Well, he's got the record. And he's in it again this year to defend his championship.
Wow. 70 feet.
70 feet.
I was looking at the lawn on my way in today. And
remember,
I'm thinking,
he
wow.
almost hit that house down there.
I thought he did. Didn't almost land on the porch.
It was close. Mm-hmm. It was close. Then, of course, we had Adam, who about winged Santa Claus.
To the left, right?
To the left. To the left. Oh, my.
Boy.
How's that going to go this year?
Probably the same. I don't know. Straighten it out, Adam,
yeah,
right?
Santa Claus cannot be standing in that area. We don't need another. It was almost, Christmas was canceled last year, almost because of that event.
Well, maybe Glenn's friend, whoever they were, will not attend this time.
Oh, well, it'd be good because Glenn couldn't walk a straight line after that event last year. What a mess that was.
Oh, my. Mm-mm-mm.
And we still do not have a choir. To sing Christmas songs out on the street.
Well, I guess we'll sing our own.
Well, with all of us here, we'll just pass out the sheet music.
Yes, might as well.
Might as well. Remember last year we started... What song... We added a song to our repertoire last year. And we did it really well.
You went and made the copies.
And because we've done the same songs every year for 8 years. And this will be our 9th Christmas together. Mm-hmm. But... we added one last
we sure
year,
did.
And boy, we nailed.
We don't have them either.
No, we have them. I think we have them in a folder, but I forget what song we added.
That new song. It was something different.
But we did well.
Yeah, we did. It was something different.
Does anybody know what song we added last year at Christmas? We added one new song.
I don't think I had ever heard of it before.
The year before, we did Marshmallow World. We added that one.
Okay.
And that sometimes goes well, sometimes doesn't.
Right.
But last year we added this up. I remember we did it twice because it went so well.
Yeah. I had never heard of that song before.
But boy, we did it well.
Yes, we did.
Everybody must have known it in some way because we have no piano and it was all kind of pitch perfect.
Who nominated that song to be?
Well, I don't remember. It might have been me. It could have been me. But I don't remember where I got it from because I don't remember what the song was.
Hmm. Wow.
There was something to it.
Yeah.
And that night, we always have the traditional reading of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Right.
We also do "Yes, Virginia, There Was a Santa Claus."
Right.
And then we all sing. Hmm. And we have pizza.
True.
It's a party.
Yeah.
It's always a humdinger every year.
Cookies, too.
Cookies.
Yeah.
All kinds of good stuff. 740-383-9944. What song did we add last year?
It was different.
I don't think we can add any more, though, because we've got such a list now. We're barely making it through those songs in the time that we have.
Right. We're on for what, 2 hours for Christmas?
2 hours. The first hour we try to do "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." We try to do "Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus." We try to ask everybody about their Christmas season. We try, and then the second hour we sing, and then we wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Right.
But it's always fun.
I can't believe we're here already.
I know.
Thanksgiving and Christmas and, oh my.
Thanksgiving, 24 days into November. So Thanksgiving right now is 27 days away.
Hmm. Right
not
there.
Not even a month.
No, not even a month.
Turkeys galore.
Yes.
It's going to be a happening. 740-383-9944. And I believe Veterans Day coming up.
November.
November 11th, I think. That's a Friday, I believe, as well.
Oh, really? That's usually, don't they celebrate that anyway on a Monday?
I think they do. But I think Veterans Day actually is a day every year that travels.
Right.
So Veterans Day, and we'll probably have the veterans in again. We did that last year, and that went very well. We had veterans from the Vietnam era. I don't remember if we had a World War II or not, but I think we had some Korean veterans. It was very good. So that's always a lot of fun. But, boy, if anybody could remember what song we added. Now, Sarah listens to all these shows.
Does she?
Why doesn't Sarah? And Judy, they're avid listeners. Why can't they help us out with this? 740-383-9944. And we need one more name to hit 30 people in the fruitcake toss.
Well...
Judy's got a lot of people out there. She's just not getting a call back, I guess.
Okay.
But hopefully it happens. 740-383-9944. Well, we certainly hope Halloween goes well. That's kind of the kickoff to the big events. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, the whole bit.
Right. Halloween.
Halloween, and were you ever one to pull tricks on people?
No.
Never did the, what do people do? Soap people's windows and toilet paper their lawn and all that?
I was more concerned about my candy. Forget all that
stuff.
Just
wanted the candy. Now, did you usually get a load?
Oh, yeah, a lot. We used to take pillowcases, right? Yeah, always had a lot of candy.
Now, in Marion, was there a lot of trick-or-treating going on?
Oh, yeah.
Now, we used to have a Halloween parade, didn't we?
I don't know. I do remember the Thanksgiving Day parade. And Santa Claus would be at the end, you know, of that parade. I don't remember Halloween.
I thought parade. We had a Halloween parade. Now, I may be wrong, but
we used to have a parade for everything.
Yeah, we did away with a lot of the parades.
Yes.
When the popcorn parade came around in the 80s, that kind of became the big parade.
So what happened to the drum and bugle corps we used to have here?
Oh,
in
I think they just went away.
Hmm.
No longer active.
Well, that place isn't, but we used to have bands come from all different places all over the United States and compete here.
Do you think people go and watch parades anymore as much as they used to?
No.
That's a problem.
Yeah. They used to line the streets, but not much anymore. And I did come down for the popcorn festival parade for a minute. Seemed to be a lot of people. But I can't tell whether it was more or less, you know.
Well, it's hard to tell. And I don't really know, You know, I know they're going to try to do a lot of things at Christmas downtown. We'll see how that goes.
Like what?
I think a parade and people visiting with Santa Claus, and I think there's a tree lighting. Although, you know, the tree lighting,
Do they do that at Founders Park?
I think so.
And the ball drops down, too, for New Year's, right?
Yeah, the ball
Founders Park.
Right. But I don't know. Do we have a big enough tree down there that it's a big... Well, it's not exactly Rockefeller Center down there.
No, it's not. And it was kind of a small tree, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember passing by it last year, and I remember them having some things up, like wooden things of the Grinch and things like that. But beyond that, I don't really... there were some trees that had lights, mm-hmm, I think, in the park.
Mm-hmm. Right, but, there were.
But beyond that, I don't know which one was the tree that got lit up.
I don't either.
Who lights the tree?
You think the mayor does that?
Yeah, he might. This year it might be a rough time for him, though,
because
it'll be just after his election.
Mayor Schertzer, we wish you well in this election.
We wish you, but it's kind of telling that there isn't any party planned.
Hmm. I know. You have nice parties.
Well, I wonder why. That'll be the mystery.
Yes, 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 yes.
Dinner with the Presidents coming up on November the 5th.
Oh, that's right around the corner, isn't it?
Right around the corner, 5:30 to 8:30. Has Fred Malone been on recently?
He'll be on November 17th.
November 17th?
Mm-hmm.
Who was on this week?
Who'd I have on? Tim Combs. I had two cancellations this week. Whitney German, her daughter became sick, and Tara Dyer. Tara Dyer's babysitting. She has another grandbaby, so she's babysitting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm like, those are the only days I'm on. So, in the time. Yeah.
So, what does Tim feel is going to happen with the governor's race?
He was saying that it's an uphill battle, but then there may be some light at the end of the tunnel as far as this abortion issue. What it's called, Dob or something. What is that terminology he used? I wrote it down, but I didn't bring it with me. Dob effect or something like that. Some type of terminology he used.
Now, are these voters who aren't being counted now?
Could be.
It would have to be something like that, because certainly they aren't showing up in the polls.
Mm-mm. And that's what he was saying. He would rather believe the actual voters than to be led by the polls.
You know, though, we say that.
Yeah.
But on election night, the polls are usually pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Right. You're right.
They're not very far off. And see, here's the problem. When people are losing, they'll come on before and they'll say, well, you can't always believe the polls. Well, then the day after, you look at the polls and you say, well, they were pretty close to being right.
Yeah, pretty close.
You know, I don't know if that's denial or you don't want to admit that you're going to...
No, there's hope. People want to hope that, you know, their party or their will at least make an imprint or an impression on people. Because right now, like I asked him, you know, what can the Democratic Party do to inspire their voters? And he was saying that as far as statistics showed, more college-educated people vote in the colleges, even now, college students vote. So I said, well, do you base that on education? He said, yes.
So why are we having such a Republican turnout then?
Good question.
Because I think people would tend to believe that the college kids are voting Democrat. But the Republicans are winning.
Yes, they are winning. Yes, they are.
So where's that vote coming from?
You know, and I always go back to when President Obama was running and how he turned out the youth vote, the college vote, you know, and that Democratic wave, that blue wave just swept across the country. Who is inspiring the young people nowadays? Do they have anything to be excited about or, You know, they were excited back then, you know, yes, we can, you know, we can be a part of the system, our voices can be heard. So can we get that message back across?
Well, that's a question. Who's going to do it?
No matter, you know, what party they lean to, can we get them involved in the voting?
Are either one of these candidates for governor of Ohio, DeWine or Nan Whaley, are either one of them all that interesting to anybody?
Well, maybe it's the issue they're running on.
Well, I mean, who is a candidate running for office that really motivates people?
I can't think of one.
Well, there's a problem. What will voter turnout be like? That's a whole other question on election night.
I think it's going to be low.
Well,
not unless, like Tim was saying, that these women come out of the woodwork and vote for their rights to have abortion legal. And they're talking about overturning what they keep messing with, this Roe versus Wade. So they make it legal. Now they're making it, what, illegal, depending on the states, right? So they want to go against Governor DeWine because he said, okay, no more abortions in the state of Ohio past 6 weeks of pregnancy. So I don't know what their issue is. They have no deadline as far as how long should a woman wait before she goes ahead and have an abortion, or just doesn't matter to the Democratic Party. So do you think that's an issue or a problem?
Well, it could be. I know they still sell the Plan B in the stores.
What's that?
That's that.
That pill?
Pill.
The day after?
Yeah, the day after pill.
Well, okay. You don't know if you're pregnant the day after.
Well, that's
or
what
not.
I don't understand. Is that just like precaution?
It has to
you,
be.
You think that maybe I did something I shouldn't have done.
It has to be a precaution because no way in the world. I've had four children.
Right.
Right. There's no way in the world I knew I was pregnant the day after.
Now, when did you know?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's the soonest I've known. 2 weeks.
Well, see, that's the problem. So, do you think the Plan B really is just about I had
unprotected sexual relations?
There you go. And I know that there's a possibility, so I better take
right.
care of this.
Right. Only thing it could be.
How does that happen? You know, I always think, how in the world? I mean, every store on God's green earth, you can go get something to make sure that that won't happen beforehand.
And why does it have to be the day after? Why can't it be a couple of weeks? You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe they're all drunk.
When I find out I am pregnant or a
yeah,
month,
I don't
know.
I just, you know, it's funny because I was working one time at a store that sold the Plan B. And it's a heavily stolen item. So
oh,
it's,
I bet.
It's under lock and key. So one time we had this cashier who was a very fervent Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came through her aisle and wanted to buy the Plan B.
Mm-hmm.
And she would not sell it to him. So they kind of threw her
out the door.
Out the door.
I'm sure.
Well, because you can't, if you're working for a company, you can't pass judgment on what people are buying.
That's true. That's true. It's their money.
Yeah, so that was an interesting, you know, I don't know if they fired her, but I know she got talked to about it. But she would not sell it, and somebody had to step in and sell it.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, see, this has always been the age-old question to me when it comes to abortion. Now, the woman is saying she wants the abortion, but she is not doing it. The doctor's doing it.
Right.
So is the doctor evil, or who's the bad person here in this situation?
Don't let me be the one.
Well, that's one of those things. I don't
know. Because
they're
only doing it because they're required to do it if their patient wants
right.
this done. They're only doing their job.
Right, but I don't know, in the eyes of whoever is judging this, who's the bad person?
Hmm. Well, we only have one God.
Right, but I wonder, you know, it's always to me like capital punishment. You know, the person killing the person who's sentenced to death is the person who flips the switch, or the doctor who does the lethal injection. Well, is the doctor is that murder? The doctor who's giving the lethal injection?
If it's illegal, yeah.
And when does life start? See, that's the whole abortion question.
Conception. That's when it starts. Seed and sperm, right? Egg and a sperm.
See, well, I don't know. Here's the problem, though. The government would not say that, because you don't pay taxes until the baby's born. You can't claim it until the baby's born. Doesn't have a social security number until it's born. Doesn't have a name. So, is it a person?
Well, it's not on the scene yet. Maybe that's why they get away with that.
Well, here's another thing. If you fall down the steps when you're pregnant and the whatever dies, they don't call that murder.
No, it's an accident.
Right, so should it be murder?
Well, if you're actually killing something, yes, I guess it would be murder.
And that comes back to, when is something something?
Right, when is it considered a person?
Right.
When it's outside of the womb. I get that.
So that's the argument.
I get that. Yeah.
And I don't know where people come down. It's the polls would have you believe that most people think it's at birth.
Yes, that's true. When it's on the scene, when it's out, in the atmosphere of Earth, that you're really counted as a person.
I don't even know how that Plan B works.
I don't either. I was just thinking about that, Or is that playing mind games with women?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I doubt that anybody has ever...
Overnight, what does it do?
I don't know. Well, see, that's what I don't think it's probably ever... Oh, boy.
Tested that way? Like 24 hours? What is that pill supposed to do? Well, if I do conceive.
Well, see, I don't think anybody ever has, because I would imagine if you took it and then you conceived, that they would sue that company. I think that company would be in some trouble. Then you'd have to go to Plan C, D, E, or F.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I'm like, what is this pill supposed to do?
Can't people just be a little more precautious?
You would like to think that, but people feel like, well, it's not going to happen.
Well, they apparently not if they're having Plan B the next morning.
But that doesn't mean, like we're saying, that does not mean that they conceived.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't even think...
What could that pill do?
Well, I don't know. Something.
You think so?
Well...
I wish they'd tell us what it...
Apparently it gives them peace of mind. Maybe somebody's got a Plan C, D, or F here. Go ahead, caller.
I've been taking care of business.
Oh, yeah. What have you been doing? You're on lunch.
Yes, I am now. And I still can't talk very long because I'm on my way to the bank. And also, I lost my phone charger. My phone's only at 3%.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what do you got to say?
Well, nothing real important, but you guys are just sitting around doing nothing.
That's right.
I forgot that pill.
We're having brilliant conversation. Is this not the most deep conversation you've ever heard?
Yeah, right. We'll go with that.
Well, no. What do you make? That's the question we want to know. What do you make about the person who sends the, message and the... You heard it earlier.
The person that sends the what message? Maybe I didn't hear it. Oh. I really have been busy today, Scott.
Well, the whole thing is, you get into a little tiff with somebody, they go tell somebody their problems, and then a third party contacts the original person and says, listen... Don't do this, and don't tell the person I'm contacting you. What do you do?
I mean, I don't have all the answers in life, but there's two fundamental truths that we can't, dodge, and that's one, honesty is always the best policy, and it's never okay to tell a lie, because then you got to tell 10 more to go with it, and you're best bet. I don't like middleman. I like to go to the source on things. I don't need to know what he said, they said, she said. I'm going to the source on stuff.
Yeah, but if they've asked you not to tell, and then you go and tell that person, then, there's going to be repercussion.
Yeah, there's definitely... You have to have friends that you can trust.
Well, that's the whole point of this. Is that person really a friend for going and telling somebody this whole
thing? And I kind of disagreed with you. I know that's shocking.
Well, I guess you were listening.
I would probably do that. Well, I heard your little story this morning about when you were studying with an old girl and her man had a problem with it. I kind of would, too, because I'm not a real trusting person.
Well, hey, listen, I was just trying to get the girl to pass the class.
Yeah, but, you know, that's all that, I mean, I could just hear the story now. Well, it started off, I promise, we were just studying, you know, like, one, and then one thing led to another, and then next thing you know, she could be bumped an old boy for you.
Now,
I
have you...
I kind of smart to go in there and...
It's studying.
That. You gotta keep your guard up.
When you're studying?
Yeah!
No.
Anything could happen.
Well, this is why people need that plan B, then, I guess. If they can do that while they're studying.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I have arrived at the bank, and the conversation has veered off in the
room. Now, so isn't that what you were saying? That things can happen
that
when you're...
pretty quickly. No one said anything about plan B.
No, I'm just saying, if you weren't planning to do anything.
I just thought, like, you know, maybe you guys could, because that's the basis of all good relationships is friendship. I'm just saying, like, you know, one thing leads to the other, that maybe she starts liking you, and she's ready to dump homeboy and get with you.
Well,
and then, you know, I can't trust this.
But do you want to be with somebody who's like that? If the person is going to leave you, they're going to leave you. If they're going to like the person they're studying with...
You don't have to help the process along, though.
No, but it's going to happen later on in life, because eventually they're going to meet
somebody.
It's going to
happen anyway, because I never had luck in love, and I don't really believe in that. I mean, I've known some people, but that's kind of a rarity. Everybody always gets divorced and breaks up and all that stuff.
Which is why, you know what, I keep saying I'm against marriage and everybody thinks that's nuts. But you know what? You just said it yourself. Everybody you know gets divorced or breaks up or blah, 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 blah.
Like, I might know a handful of people that have been married for, you know, their whole lives. And out of that handful, we could cut that handful in half, because I don't think all those people are happy.
Well, there's only... Well, I don't believe any married people are happy, but I think...
Well, I disagree. I mean, I won't say none, but I could think of maybe a couple, you know, my pastor and his wife, they're a fine example of a happy, lifelong marriage, but...
Well, as far as you know...
Typically, things are good for a while until they're not. You hate each other.
There is maybe...
Can I cast that, please? Never mind me while I'm conducting business.
Well, no problem. I think there's probably only one person in the world that I would have ever considered marrying, because I would have thought that person was decent enough that maybe it could have gone on forever. But other than that, it's a rocky road, because you start off with those vows, and it sounds like a death pact. You know, till death do us part. This is a suicide pact.
Well, I've never been lucky in life, so I have no good advice. But I do know that anything that's worth having, you got to put the work in, you know what I mean?
So the bottom line was, do you tell the person that somebody threatened you and got involved, or do you not tell the person?
Yeah, I'm all about airing things out. When you keep your mouth shut and everybody keeps secrets and this and that, don't let nobody have you over a barrel.
Oh,
tell the truth, tell the whole truth, get everything out there.
Oh, by the way, has Bob Smith concurred on this fruitcake toss?
Yeah, he's coming.
Oh, Bob Smith is in, and we have...
And so that my three riders, if this hangs up on you, my phone is now at 2%. I think I've mentioned that I can't find my charger.
Yeah, well, we're just about... Okay, so Bob Smith is in. Nobody's been able to find Ralph Thacker. And so you're bringing three extras. Or is Judy Cressup one of the three?
It'll be Judy Cressup, Mr. Neal.
Oh, let me write this down.
Jacob Barnhart.
Who?
Jacob Barnhart.
Mr. Neal and Jacob Barnhart. Is he old or young?
20-something.
Oh, he's a young guy. Okay, Jacob Barnhart. So let me... So I think we've got 29 people in now. Who's going to be the 30th?
What about Jeannie Evers?
Oh, do you want to nominate her?
I think I just did. It's kind of roundabout left.
I think she's listening, so Jeannie is now in the fruitcake toss. I don't think she was in it last. She was here, but I don't think she was in it.
Well, I think she would be a wonderful ingredient to our soup.
I cannot deny Jeannie Evers is in. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we've got our 30th.
Okay.
Jeannie is in the competition now.
All righty, then. We're moving right along here.
Boy, it's going to be a night.
Yeah.
What an event it's going to be. It's going to be an event of epic proportions. Well, Sarah says that this was the story I told earlier, because a similar situation happened to me. What happened was, I was in college, and they were not married at the time. They are now, but they were, I think they were engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all in the same education classes. And we all were at the same school. Well, the boy dropped out. So the girl and I were still in the education classes together.
Mm-hmm.
So we would study together. And in the beginning, he had no problem with that. But then he had a problem with it. And he told her, see, this is how you should do it. He went to her
mm-hmm.
and said, listen, I don't like you doing that. So she came to me and she said, listen, we know nothing's happening here, but he's unhappy with it. So I feel terrible, but, you know, I don't want to make him upset. And okay.
Right. Right.
Right. But I don't think I was in the wrong. Or she. See, I think his jealousy was put there. Because if somebody wants to do something, they're going to do it. They're not going to tell you they're overstudying with somebody.
Right. True.
The fact that she was telling him where she was.
She was honest about it.
Yeah, she should have been. Well, what's to be jealous of?
Well, I guess you can look at that two different ways. Would she want him studying with somebody else, a female?
Yeah, but do you know where anybody is all the time?
No, that's not the point.
Well, is it?
That's not the point. The point is when you know where they are.
Well, yeah, but don't you have to have faith anyway?
You should. But everybody's not there.
But if somebody comes to me and says, listen, I'm going over to such and such's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that's a sign that, you know, you're not doing anything, because why would you tell me if you were going to do something bad? The times that I need to worry about is when you're not telling me what you're doing.
Right. But like she says, sometimes things can happen, even though you don't intend for them to happen.
Well,
having control over yourself, that's something else, too. So.
Well, then you got to keep everybody away from everybody. Nobody
you
can go around
that,
anybody.
Though. Right, and you can't do that, though.
Right, so I think you just have to
trust.
Let it go.
Yeah, you have to trust somewhere. You have to trust.
Well, somewhere you better trust somebody, because if you don't, and that's why marriages break up.
True.
You know, and people have indiscretions all the time. I've known long-time marriages where there were indiscretions. And people forgave them.
Oh, yeah. That happens. Yeah, everyone doesn't break up.
No. Not extramarital affairs don't always cause breakups.
They don't.
But it depends on what you can put up with.
Of course.
Why is that always the deal breaker? I mean, honestly, when you think about it, is that the worst thing you can do?
It's not the worst thing you can do, but it is one of the reasons why the Word of God says you can get a divorce. It also says that when you sin, when you do sexual sins, you sin against your own body. So I don't quite know what that means either. But it does say that.
Well, I don't know. I think if it were me, I would just, if you forgive them, good for you. I think people should stay out of that.
Mm-hmm. It's personal.
Yeah, if the person has the guts to tell you that they had you're going to be angry probably, but, you know.
You'd rather them tell you than somebody else to tell you.
Yeah. And why would you want to keep somebody locked up? I mean, if you're really over there with somebody else, why do you want to keep stringing that other person along?
That's not good.
Let
either.
Them go find somebody else.
I know that's right. I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
Scott,
let them go find somebody else. They're going to find somebody else, and then you're going to be jealous.
Right.
And that's why you don't let them go.
That's true too.
Because you want to have your cake and eat it too.
You don't want them, and you don't want anyone else to want them.
Right. Because you know it always works that way. You break up with somebody, and the first time you see them having a good time with somebody else.
I know, it hurts.
Oh, you run home, and you get under the covers, and you cry for a month.
Oh, my.
Sometimes that can last a long time.
Yes.
You know, the story we'll end on today is, it's interesting because it's kind of about this. I think it was the wrestler Hulk Hogan a few years ago when he was going through a bad divorce.
Okay.
And his wife, who had never worked, you know, just always been his wife, married a long time, 20, 30 years, something like that. But when they were getting their divorce, she got to stay in the $20 million home that he had paid for, and she took up with this 19-year-old boy and was with the 19-year-old boy in his $20 million house. So this made Hulk Hogan very angry.
Right.
So Hulk Hogan was talking to a reporter about this, and he said, you know, I forget how he put it, but basically the gist of what he said was, I would like to go OJ on them and you know, take them out.
Right.
Because he was so angry about what happened. But then the reporter put, oh, you don't want that out there, that you're threatening to kill people.
Right.
But was Hulk Hogan justified?
No.
Well, you don't think? Mm-mm. Even though his wife has got his $20 million home and
hey,
she's bringing the 19-year-old in and...
That was
doing
on him.
God knows what.
That was on him. You know, like
that's on the Hulk?
Yeah, because he. How does she get the house except he gave it to her?
Well, it's probably the arbitration of the divorce. Because a lot of times you don't get your house back until the judge decides.
Right. When you're out, so you have nothing to do with what another person does. Unless you make some type of agreement. Don't you see anyone and don't I see anyone? But does that work? No, that doesn't work.
You know, why do people never learn? You know, they go after the same type of person, and in the beginning, oh my goodness, the first 6 months are great, and everything's hunky-dory, and isn't this the best person that ever lived? And then reality comes in one day, and then you start missing what you gave up. Then you say, why did I run that person off? That was a mistake. You've seen this happen over and over.
Yes, yes. Sometimes we can fool ourselves into thinking that what we let go was better than what we have. But you know what? I have found out that is not necessarily true.
I think what you let go was probably better than what you have.
Someone told me, if you're married, okay, you know what you have, but you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, I don't know. I think, see, here's what, you know, I was never married. But I will tell you a quick story here in the last 30 seconds. Quick story. I was never married, but it came close one time. Not, I never proposed, but it was, you know, we lived together. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And it eventually ended. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I will say it was mutual ending. I mean, I think I left, but it was, I mean, it wasn't like slash and burn or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And the girl went on to something else almost immediately, married that thing within 2 years, and the marriage lasted 1 year.
Oh, my.
And she doesn't talk to him anymore. She still talks to me. So there you go.
Never know.
You know, you don't want to...
burn your bridges.
You don't want to burn your bridges. Linda Sims and Scott Spears here solve all the problems of the world. Voice
trying
of the people.
Right.
Yes, next Wednesday from 10:15 until 12 noon, and then we'll be back here next Friday. Stay tuned, and more programming next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello, everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community.